The pieces in the 30-acre sculpture park are spread out amid hills, paths, and nooks. There's an area with stone and bronze works from the early modern masters, like Rodin, Lipschitz, and Henry Moore. In a hollow, there's an enormous red gardening trowel by Klaus Oldenburg and Koshy van Bruggen. And suspended just inches over a pond is a kinetic or moving piece by George Ricci. Just downstream from the pond are 15 gigantic ceramic eggs, a blue robin's egg, a speckled killdeer's egg. They're all in large versions of eggs laid by birds you can find at the park. It's a work by Carolyn Otmers, a sculptor from Chicago. She says the sculpture park meshes the visual arts with the wonders of nature.
And I think in the way that they have chosen to arrange the sculptures and integrate them within the park sort of created this arena for encounters, which for me is a similar experience echoed when you walk through nature.
As you move through the park, you catch a glimpse of a piece here, a suggestion of a work there, through the trees, around the bend, or across the pond. Officials with the gardens say the collection is the most significant one in the Midwest. But it's not your typical sculpture park, with formal manicured gardens adorned with sculpture.
The sculpture is not a decoration of a garden.
Magdalena Abakanowicz is a sculptor from Poland. Her bronze piece, called Figure on a Trunk, is a headless, shoeless person. It's hidden in an alcove made of young trees. Abakanowicz rails against the idea of art decorating a garden, but she says nature can create the right space in which to see sculpture.
Spaces to contemplate, spaces to meditate, spaces in which we are confronted to our own scale and the scale of the world.
These are spaces that change with the weather, the time of day, and the season. Joseph Becker is the sculpture curator for the Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park. He says it's the natural setting that may just get more people interested in looking at art.
I think that there are many, many, many people, probably the overwhelming majority of Americans, that are very intimidated by going to a traditional museum or gallery. But there's something welcoming, inviting, warm about coming to a garden.
And some of the things on exhibit in the botanical section of the gardens can help people understand some of the things on view in the sculpture section. It's something Italian sculptor Arnaldo Pomodoro is well aware of. At the gardens, his piece, called Disc in the Form of a Desert Rose, sits on a small grassy field next to a waterfall. After the park opened, he was strutting around, meeting the people, admiring his piece, when he was approached by a young boy with his buddies from school in tow.
They want to know what the sculpture is supposed to be like about.
In the gallery down is a real rose of the desert. So the inspiration comes from this rose, which is a stone, very beautiful.
Pomodoro encourages the children to go into the conservatory to see a real desert rose, to start understanding and discovering the connections between art and nature and sculpture and the environment.
You go and see. It's an homage to the nature. Ciao.
In the coming years, more than 50 new sculptures will be added to the Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park in Grand Rapids, Michigan. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney.